But maybe we could do a little recap of the Four Agreements since this was the book of the month.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I just finished it last week and loved it.
Are we there? Are we frozen?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Andy?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can anyone else hear me? You're funny. There we go.
Can you hear us now?
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Awesome.
Got some bugs in the wires. So I was thinking Four Agreements. I just finished it this last few days ago. And wow, talk about a game changer book. I have a little graphic that I found that kind of has a recap of the Four Agreements. So let's see if I can share that. Can you see that?
Yes.
So the Four Agreements are: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. And I love the setup that he uses for the whole book, which is this idea that we've all pretty much been brainwashed, right? Like, we all have this cultural conditioning that is probably not serving us. Most of it is just the projections of other people. Most of it is based on fear. And so it probably doesn't serve us to base our living, our thinking, and all of our social contracts on that level of thinking. So what he offers is four simple agreements that kind of just wipe the slate clean, right? So that we're not carrying those old agreements or old contracts into our future. So I would love to hear everybody's input, but Tiffany, what are some of your top takeaways from this classic?
So what I love about this specifically is, A, it's so simple, right? It's just like four agreements. It's not about like 27 things you have to memorize or be about and focus on. I like the simplicity that there are four things. I think what so stands out to me with this is the awareness of how often we create our own drama, right? And just taking ownership for that. And then the gift of taking ownership for it is then you realize, I'm the storyteller. I can then shape a new story anytime that I want. And I can communicate impeccably with my word, that I mean what I say and say what I mean, that I'm clear in my communication, right? And sharing from the heart and so forth. As well as then being aware that, you know, the conversation, not to make assumptions, not to take things personally, and as he says, always do your best, is this is a book that I go back to at least once a year, sometimes twice in a year, especially with Audible, listen to it, you know, as I drive or get ready or things like that. But I don't know about you, Andy, but for me and the rest of you, if you've read the book or you're reading the book, to me, it's quite empowering about how often we feel a feeling or make up or think a thought or have an experience. And rather than check it out or clear it up and check out those assumptions, we just run with it and we make it mean so much about us. I love that you shared that with us somewhere in the last few years about we interpret something and then we assign it meaning, mm-hmm. right? And so we make that mean about us. And a lot of times we make it mean something negative. So mm-hmm. I just love the awareness and to clear out, check out assumptions. For me, the one that had probably and still has the most influence for my own growth is agreement number two of not to take things personally. I'm a pretty sensitive soul, pretty empathic. And I am, you know, which sensitivity is a good thing. It has a great strength. It also at times where, you know, and get my feelings hurt or things of that nature is just the awareness of how often we want to, or I can, you know, struggle with that too, is to take things really personally and make things mean unkind or negative or sad things. Where the reality of how often that a lot of times people are just not even conscious of what they're doing, what they're up to, And even if they are, as he says, even if someone says to you, if you're walking down the street and someone says, you're so stupid, you know, or some negative comment, whether they know you or don't know you, a lot of that's just a projection of what's up for them. And so I just love this. I just, again, I think the foundation of this material is just becoming a really conscious storyteller and aware of what we make things mean and how we want to show up in our own communication and relationships. To me, it's a pretty good relationship guide alongside of just like great, you know, guidance for life. But yeah, I'd love to hear, what about you and anyone else, your thoughts about this material?
Yeah. So as you're having thoughts or as you're, you know, had insights, just post those in the chat. It's funny, I was actually doing a webinar on Monday and I wasn't even thinking about this book. And I was teaching this principle that we've talked about all the time, intention without attachment, right? How to be clear, how to have vision, how to have goals and be working towards that, but not necessarily be attached to the way those show up, right? So intention without attachment has just been this like guiding principle in my life. And after teaching this for like a half an hour, somebody puts in the chat, they're like, oh my gosh, I totally love Four Agreements. Like I totally need to be rereading that. And I hadn't even mentioned the book. And so it was just a good reminder that that book really is maybe one of the best books out there about detaching, you know, like living in the world without attachments. It's easy to say, but it's a whole nother thing to do. And I love how his Four Agreements really help you cut those ties to the outside world, right? Like picking up on other people's projections, picking up on their negativity, and just creating a clean slate. I just love how this book is such a powerful guide for that, you know, living your life with intention, but without attachment.
That is so, so good. I love Andrea says in the comments too. She said the first time I read it a few years ago. And she said, I also worked on not taking it personally. And she goes, now this time making assumptions and how it changes my mindset, right? It's just such a game changer.
So good.
I love it. So okay. Andy, how have you been? Anything else that, or does anyone else want to chime in on the Four Agreements?
Somebody on Facebook is just asking which book we're talking about. So it's the Four Agreements. And Jay on Facebook says, taking things personally, so hard not to do. So
it is so hard not to do. And I think too, it's the combination of not taking things personally and matched with this assumption stuff is that like, again, it's we're kind of wired that way. So we have to just become more, it's a practice, right? To be more conscious and to catch the story and to check out the story. And maybe it is true, right? It's just like, but how often we're living in assumptions about people and about life or experiences and you know, being willing to drop into that. So big stuff, good things.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, yeah. So in other news, BOGOs. So
bow to the go.
Bow to the go. July is winding down and with it, the BOGOs. So, hopefully everyone is taking full advantage of those. That kind of goodness doesn't roll around every single day or every month. So grab you some goodness.
There's some, you know, we love the BOGOs.
Yes,
we do. So good. So can I share something?
Please.
Share it with you and with the group. So I had the opportunity Monday night to, I headed out to Elko, Nevada to our girl Haley B's place, who's just a rock star, amazing leader here in doTERRA. If she's here on the line, shout out. And just beautiful. I've been wanting to go out there to see her store. She has a gift store of 20 plus years. Plus to connect and be with just amazing people. So she gathered a small group of people together, all connected to doTERRA. And we had a mini revolution, a mini gathering and not revolution. Don't be alarmed, everyone. Although in for the light, right? In for the good. We had a great revival, I should say, of just connecting heart and spirit and truth. I think one of the things that I've become aware of for myself and observing in 2020 is it's the year, there's a whole lot of change, as we know, but it's also a year of massive distraction, right? Like, and the world is always producing distractions, but the reality is this year we have distractions with a lot of high emotion. So they pull a bright, shiny object, right? Like 2020 from all the things and all the stuff. And we really just had a beautiful gathering sharing about coming home to truth, to light, to intention, to being proactive versus reactive, you know, working on our circle of influence versus our circle of concern. And it was just truly so good to be reminded, because a lot of the fear and anxiety we've all felt at one point or another, or consistently through this experience of 2020, is the reality is that we often give our power away, right, to the fear versus coming back to purpose and to intention. And we really talked a lot about, like, why are you here and your purpose and to share and to give and more love and light. And it was just the most amazing group. Number one, it's been a hot minute, like months, since I've been with a live group like that. And it was just incredible. Great group of humans, mostly women, a few brave men. And it was just so incredible. And there's something that I want to show you, and I don't want you to get jealous, okay? So, but I just think that some of these people are here. If you're here live on Zoom or Facebook, feel free to say hello. There's some of that community that joins us. Well, one of the ladies in the community had listened to our call last week. And so she brought me a very specific gift. And I just think you're going to love it. But again, don't be jealous. I'll share or tell you how you can get your own. But I just think you need to see. I'm just going to pull this up on my screen. But
my gosh,
can you see what I got gifted?
The ice cream maker.
I got you guys. This is Diane, this little love bug. Take a peek at this. She brought me an ice cream maker, my own.
Wow.
My own ice cream maker, Andy.
So I know you're trying not to make me jealous.
I know.
I'm wrestling with those exact feelings right now.
Yes, I thought you might be. So I just felt like, I mean, I just didn't want to hide it from you, you know, as well. Like, I didn't want you to, like, you and Natalie to come to the house and see it and then be like, why didn't you tell me that you got your own ice cream maker, you know? And well, so,
does it do soft serve?
I haven't tried it out yet, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So she just wanted to know, she said, I listened to your call and I thought, what gift do I want to give her? And it became so clear that I needed an ice cream maker from our conversation last week. And then I let her know that that's just such a fun inside joke between you and I, and how much I love to razz you about the ice cream machine.
Well, it's pretty much the foundation of a good life and good business.
Yes. So, you guys, dreams come true is what I want to really say today. Dream big because they can come true.
That's our message today, folks.
That is the message today, right? But in all sincerity, I had the best time. I was with my people, a room full of doTERRA folks, people on a mission, full of the light. We're ready. You know, it's just like we need, you guys, the life that we're living, this world needs your light. And I know a lot of you might feel like you're in a wait and see pattern. I'm just going to ask you to step out of that. Choose into being in the light, sharing the oils, sharing positivity, sharing the good. Like, friends, we need to be more about the light for sure, 1000%, and more about the good and more about immunity boosting, right? And health and wellness and empowerment. So anyway, I was so freaking happy. It was a great time. Stayed the night and some of us hung out, did foot zones the next day and yesterday, and went shopping at cute Haley's store. If you're ever in Elko, Nevada, you want to go buy Indigo. It's the cutest thing ever. I bought several little things and she's just good. Haley B is one of the best. I love that woman so much, but I got to meet some great women, from Tina to Mindy or Mandy that I call Bindi because of the fun little thing, and Missy and Diane and Karen, and just so many great humans. And it was such a great time. So anyway, I think she got the ice cream maker at Walmart, but I'd get there fast because I can't imagine that staying on the shelf.
Especially during a pandemic.
Especially during a virus.
A virus. And speaking of building your immunity, there are some healthy recipes out there. A little bit
for ice cream,
coconut milk, you know, and maybe avocado, frozen avocado and things. I just saying that there are ways to keep that immunity high with the ice cream machine. So yeah. You don't look convinced.
You know, I am convinced. And I love Shelly saying she says, make or get some vanilla ice cream. She's suggesting Anderson Dairy. Drop a little citrus bliss or peppermint or lavender in it and give it someone a scoop. There's also something I had last week. I had a small group of women here for a friend's bridal shower, just an intimate group of women for supporting one of our girlfriends that gets married this weekend. And I bought at Trader Joe's this dairy-free vanilla ice cream. So for those of you that don't want the dairy, because that's my thing, is I don't really want the dairy in my life, much of it. I love a good cheese plate though, and I'm still going to have the cheese, but that's about all my dairy for me. And so if you're looking for a dairy-free option, Trader Joe's has an awesome one of just vanilla. I like this idea. Let's get out that. Can you consume citrus bliss? I know you can wild orange, peppermint and lavender for sure.
Well, I'm adding peppermint to pretty much everything chocolate in my life, and yeah. I love that. So
good stuff.
There you go.
Oh, so anyway, my heart's been renewed. It was like, man, we were fed. We got nourished. Man, good stuff.
And by the way, Haley is with us on Facebook Live, and she's sending lots of love.
Yes.
She says, surround yourself with high vibe people on a mission.
A to the men, friends. Yeah. And be a person that's high vibe on a mission, because that's a choice, right? It's choose, like, who are you going to be in the on the planet? Really, like, thinking about, you know, I love the word intention. We talk about it all the time. But it's being intentional about, you know, we started off the night and I asked them to share with, you know, a partner or someone next to them, you know, why are you here? Like, what brought you here? And we then talked about that as a group, like some of the reasons, what they were looking for our time together. And then I just said, well, let's talk about, like, why are you here? Like, on the planet, what's your purpose? What's your vision? Because when there's so many distractions, we live so reactively versus proactively. Like, what are you all creating right now in your lives, in your homes, in your habits, in your health, in your doTERRA business? Like, are we thinking about vision and are we thinking about intention? Again, that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of the world is in a wait and see pattern of seeing what's going to happen, you know, with the world, with the virus, with the election, with the this, with the that. And I'm just like, it's one thing to be informed and, but then be about the business of your life and about your purpose and about loving and light and goodness. And so anyway, I don't want to, you know, I mean, unless you want to, but it's like, I'm not trying to make this another revival, but the truth of the matter is hopefully you are feeling clarity and awareness, or at least hopefully that will bring some of those thoughts up for us, is you're all powerful creators, every single one of you. We sometimes forget that, or we give our power away and we let fear run the show versus, or the distraction run the show. Some of you aren't afraid, but you're heavily consumed in all these distractions. And it's just about coming back to intention of, what do I want to see in my home, in my health, in my habits, in my business, in my contribution? What do I want to be about? So powerful.
I think that's one of the questions that 2020 is asking all of us is, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want? Because the world is going to continue to serve up a consistent stream of fear, doubt, and worry. But that doesn't mean you have to eat it. So what do you want?
So true. Yep.
I love it. Should we jump into some coaching?
Let's do it. Who wants some support today? We're feeling it. We want to love on you. We want to, ideally, you come on live with us here if you can.
Yeah, just raise your hand.
Yeah.
Zoom, and we'll know that you want to come on live with us, and you can do that with or without video, but we've got We've got the lines open.
Yes. And if you want to drop it in the chat, you can as well. And I think about that. One other thought that's up for me is we're just wrapping up the last few days of July. Hopefully you're all like, ooh, let's make some magic happen. And we're about ready to head into a new month. And just the power, again, back to that intention and creation. But are you stuck? Do you want to brainstorm? Do you want to talk about mentoring, leading, sales, like whatever's up for you? We'd love to support you this week.
I love it. Crystal says, bring on the revival.
Bring it on. I mean, we just, hey, we best be about the biz of light.
Okay, Robin has just joined us. Looks like you're still muted, Robin. There we go.
Good morning, yeah. Beautiful people. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, friend?
Where are you from, Robin?
Beautiful Colorado Springs.
Awesome.
Just right across the state from you guys.
We share the same mountains.
Yes, we do. I've got the east side, you've got the west. Absolutely. So I think this might, the question and the assistance that I would like this morning, I think that as I thought about and prayed about whether to come on, and God just resonated with me doing that, is I think it would help everybody with knowing, and you all helping me with a different phase in my life that I am going into. And that is, and we all have different things that we have going on in our world. And for me, it's actually, as I continue to share and love on people and help them with their doTERRA journey, I'm leaving on Monday for Florida and helping my mom move into an independent living facility. Major, major changes. And even though I'm going to just be gone those 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it will still, there's a transition that's there. And I think for all of us, we have those transitions that happen with, you know, with the virus, with everything. So with that said, just giving some advice, thoughts on peace in the journey, maybe, balancing my business and the challenges of being in very hot Florida. For those of you that are in those hot, humid areas, praise you. And just, you know, some guidance and advice for that from you guys.
Andy, do you want to lead out with this?
Sure. So first of all, sending you lots of love with the, you know, the assistance with your mom and helping her on her journey. And just so glad that, so grateful that you're there for her and that she's got you. So that's a gift.
Thank you.
As far as the balance, first of all, in Florida, just take lots of peppermint with you. Great way to cool off. Even past tense. Super. We got lots of great tools for keeping cool. But in terms of finding the balance, right, and how to move into a new stage. I mean, I think you're platinum. Is that right?
Yes, I certainly am.
Okay.
So proud to be a platinum.
I know. Congratulations. That's a huge, huge level of leadership.
Thank you.
So at the level of platinum, I feel like that is a really healthy place to start giving some of your team space and giving them some independence and some, you know, giving them rope to start being the leader. I know that when we were about that level, that's when we moved to Australia. And we thought we were going to be able to do lots of support from there for our teams, but it turns out that the time difference and the tech, you know, the challenges with tech and communication was just so brutal that we literally could not support our team in a lot of ways that we had planned. And that turned out to be a really big gift. Like the three leaders that we were partnering with at that time, they all rose up and became diamonds during that 3 months that we were gone in Australia. So, you know, what started out feeling really hard and like we're really distant and can't support turned out to be the biggest gift for us and them, because they rose up, they became these rock star leaders, and we realized that we get to give them wings to fly. Mm-hmm. So I would just look for that opportunity in this little 3 week time being apart from your team. Look for ways to give them wings to fly. Look for ways to pass the mic, to pass the baton, to give the stage to them and create less dependence on you, because that's the magic of this business, is when we raise up leaders and when we get to be the stage builder instead of, you know, try to be the hero. So that would be my invitation, is to be proactive and look for ways to, you know, pass the baton. Tiff, what are you
talking about? I love that, Andy, because that is actually that shift that I've seen from going from gold to platinum, mm-hmm. as opposed to doing, for lack of a better word, doing everything along with everyone, empowering leaders to lead. And then I become even a stronger leader.
Yeah.
And I love that. Thank you very, very much.
Absolutely. Tiff, any other thoughts?
Yeah, Robin, is there any, I mean, what does your gut say, you know, and I think your own internal compass about this season or time?
So what I'm wanting, thank you for that. What I'm wanting is, I think it's real important to set a schedule and to not to be roped in, for lack of a better word, to all things being in Florida, that I have a balance, and that I, number one, the very first thing is take care of me, because when I take care of me, then I can then take care of other people. And I'm learning that's something that I need to do for me. And it's sometimes hard because I'm a very giving and loving person. So I have to, and I'm learning, take care of me. So as I go down there, create a schedule of time for devotions, of time for just, because it's so hot and humid, find a time to just maybe go to the pool for half an hour to just cool my body down. Maybe go and buy some really a lot cooler clothes than I wear here in Colorado, because it's not only going down there, but it's also the physical work of boxing mom's house up, along with her telling me how to box, you know, what she wants to take with her, and then staging and selling the house. So it's a season that for me, I just need to balance those things. And I think for all of us, that's what we need to do, is when we have these things that happen, just find a way to be able to balance those things. So that's my thoughts. And I'd love to hear your input.
Yeah. So here's my thought, my impression about it. And yes, peppermint can be your best friend for sure. I love that oil for that purpose. And to your point, is honoring, as I asked you, as I reflected it back to you, is like, what do you feel you need? And what is up for you? And I think to honor that, and I think you're intuitive to saying, having, you know, schedule and doing some of the things to take care of myself. I just invite you to, in this season, to be open to the magic. You know, one of my favorite quotes is see the magic in every day. And that there will be, I mean, who knows, you might meet some magnificent connections that just happen to cross paths with at the market, or your mom's next door neighbor, and they turn into being a client or a friend or a leader. And so I think a lot of it too is that just seeing, you know, it's choosing in mindset wise to find the gems, to find the gold that will be in this experience. So we'll definitely have moments that might, you know, push and stretch you a little bit too. And you might need to take another dip in the pool, you know, so navigating that. But I just think that it's also going to be a great experience for you. I think there's gold wherever we're at, if we simply have the eyes to see it.
Love that. You know? Gold wherever we're at, if we simply have the eyes to see it.
Okay, there's a great book that I love. I think, it's a classic book, and it's on my shelf here somewhere, but it's called Acres of Diamonds.
Acres of Diamonds.
If you haven't read, or that even might be on like YouTube as an Audible link type thing, but Acres of Diamonds just reminds me always that there are literally diamonds in your own backyard, wherever your backyard might be. And so whether you're in Colorado Springs, you're in Florida, you're in New Jersey, you're in Iceland, you're in Australia, you know, you're in Elko, Nevada, where I was. I mean, there's so many gems, you know, and there's a pretty flat drive from Salt Lake out there, but there's some definite gems along the way. I just had a beautiful time and could see so much goodness in that. So wherever you go, love, there are diamonds to be found.
There's probably going to be diamonds on the water down there, because she's right on the lake and the house is moving out of. Oh. And it's just being a part of all of it, but not getting, and that's, I think, what we really need to do, or I need to do, is balance that and not getting wrapped up in all of the emotions. There's going to be some. And then also being able to just pace myself and have a schedule, just like a mom would do if they had one, two, or three children, or a wife would do as their husband may go overseas because they're in the military. It's all of that. And this is, you know, I think for me, this is a season. And I think all of us are always in those seasons, and it's how we adjust to it that will help us come out so much more stronger and better on the other end. So yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you guys so very, very much. I just love you guys so much. I love my Wednesday mornings with you all.
Me too. I love these calls. They're just such a bright spot. And every smile.
Yes.
Every while we get Andy to, you know, laugh.
That's so true.
You know, you guys have to know, like, how do you, all morning I was like, oh, I'm gonna put that photo up there. I can't wait to show. You know, like, I'm gonna get him.
There we go.
Thank you for your share. And I just think it's just a good reminder that whatever transition that any of you are in or part of, and it might be a physical one, like moving to a different state or being a part of a different space for a while, like she's talking about, you know, it's just different. Wherever you might be, there are gems and diamonds and gold to be found. So
thank you guys. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you too, sweetheart.
Bye.
So we have a question from Tish asking your favorite books on and resources for finding your why or purpose. Andy, do you want to share yours? And then anyone else, if you want to put that in the chat box or there on Facebook Live, what's helped you with finding your why or your purpose? I would love for you to share yours, and then I want to share a thought.
Yeah. So in her question, she says, I have Start With Why, obviously a classic by Simon Sinek. He did another book called Find Your Why. So I think the Start With Why is really philosophical, but Find Your Why is more practical. So those are two classics. There's another one called Mach 2 With Your Hair on Fire. That one's by Richard Brook. And it's a classic. It's really, really great. So gosh, I'd love to hear some of your favorites though, Tiff, on getting clear on what your why is, your purpose.
I'm gonna take just a little different avenue on this. And I love all those books, by the way, I think they're great for clarity, but I think the resource that I wanna direct you to is to God and to your heart. Is your purpose, I believe Wayne Dyer says your purpose is found in service. Lots of scripture or spiritual text talks about that as well. Is that I think our purpose is to love, to learn, and to grow. right? As part of our human experience. And so for me, I just think about when I tune into my own heart, or for me, that often is symbolic or synonymous with tuning into God, is to ask yourself, you know, looking at that and asking your heart, you know, what lights me up? What brings me joy? There is a great book by Parker Palmer where he talks about, it's called Let Your Life Speak. And he's talking about the difference between a job, a career, and a calling on your life. And he gives the example, the drawing of the diagram of drawing two circles that overlap. And the first circle represent what brings you joy. And the second circle is what serves humanity. And where those two cross is finding your calling or your purpose space. And I think it's that, it really is that simple. Sometimes with the purpose conversation, we can get really tight in a tether, like, what is my purpose? And we want the clouds to part and the blackboard to drop from the sky. And it says, this is your purpose. You know, I think your purpose is to love, to serve, to learn and grow. How you choose to do that, whether someone's a real estate agent, someone's a hairstylist, someone is a flight attendant, someone wants to build and share doTERRA, wants to do coaching. It's just about having that heart. It's like, I want to serve, I want to contribute. Is that your purpose at some level will be absolutely be centered around service. It's the thing that you love to do. It's like these calls every week, they go by in a hot second, you know, because it's just joyful to be in conversation around light and true principle. And so those are some things that initial thought, where definitely love those books and spending time with just asking of your heart or in prayers, God or spirit or universe, what do you want me to know? What's my purpose? Or what can I be about? Because a lot of times, honestly, in this last year, and especially when things have been a little, you know, shall we say, interesting or dialed up, you know, in my own prayers, I've asked, God, what do you want me to know? Or what do you want me to be or do or focus on? And just often, just so simply, the intuitive, the spirit response is love. Just love. Let's love more. You know, like, I know that might sound so simplistic, but I think it's meant to, because it's been said when the answer is simple, God is answering, or something like that. So that to me is one of the ways when I think about purpose, is there's lots of ways to do that or to carry it out, but that I believe truly your purpose is found in service, whichever way you want to do it. If you're a, you know, a clerk at the grocery store, to, you know, running a massive company, to whatever you're up to, maybe your thing, you love horses and animals, is part of a joy. Again, you might write in that circle of joy, and how can we help serve humanity? You know, there's a group here in Utah, you might know about them, Andy, called Bridle Up Hope, where they take horses and help teen girls with healing of things and abuse in their backgrounds and or self-esteem type stuff. And they've combined purpose with their love of horses, you know? So there's just all kinds of ways that how things go. Yeah, Shelly says, I'm 56. No clouds have ever parted. I just serve as much as I can every day as they present. I think there's a lot of power in that. So yeah, great things. Oh, thank you for these resources too. I'm just seeing the chat box. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
I love what you've shared, Tiff. And I really, you know, there's some irony in the fact that we go looking outside of ourselves on such a journey to find our purpose, right? Like to find our mission. And I think you've really put a point to that. And even the very nature of this call, right? Like you don't need an expert. You don't need someone outside yourself. The answers are in you. And so if we could give you one message, it's to trust you, right? Trust that beautiful beating heart inside of you that's guiding you and giving you so many clues and so many answers, because there will always be a guru. There will always be an expert who's willing to stand up and say, I know, I have the answers. And the very best expert is you.
Yeah.
Great point.
So true. I do think one last thought with this is I think it's giving yourself permission to follow the joy, like what brings you the joy. And allowing that to be, you know, what that is for you. But I do think sometimes that conversation of what's my purpose, we can really getting like, we're expecting this big thing. And some people I do believe have felt, even if since a young child, like they were meant to, you know, help the rainforest or the environment, or they were, but that's service and contribution, or they were really drawn to animals or to medicine. Like I always knew that, like, some of you have very much like you were just drawn to to medicine, and here you are, you know, part of, you know, plant-based solutions that help people with their healing or their wellness, or you always thought you wanted to be a teacher or an astronaut or whatever. But the reality is that what matters is the heart, and the purpose is love, contribution, right? Growth, no matter what form or costume that you choose to put on. So I love that. But the permission to do what brings you joy. You know, I think that's something that really speaks to me. One of the comments that comes from Facebook Live that you posted back here up here just a little bit ago, that comes from Catherine Stonehawker, hi love. She says, what can I do to become the magnet I need to be, right? To be more magnetic, that everything is energy. And she says, I know it takes consistent work, but should it feel like I'm wading through concrete? And the answer is no, but it's okay when it does, because that's human. Is that a lot of times it's coming back to, again, like what brings me joy and what brings me light? And a woman or a man on purpose is so magnetic, right? Like when you're doing things and you're showing up to love, you're showing up to serve and to connect, it just shifts the game, right? Where it's like, oh man, that energy. And so ask yourself, what helps me feel good, right? Some of you might be familiar with Esther Hicks and Abraham Hicks and so forth. But the reality is just like tuning in your vibration and or again, being in the joy, being in the light, asking yourself what helps you tune into that. And so maybe prioritizing a little more play or your joy list, right? I know some of you have done that. If you haven't, I invite people in through my coaching programs to create a joy list, come up with 12 things that cost money, 12 things that don't, and that you intentionally nourish joy in your life. But to be more magnetic absolutely comes from a vibration. It's an energy. And so it's in your thoughts, it's in your behaviors. Obviously, dialing up your self-care will really significantly influence that as well. But is putting yourself in a place like, are you happy? Are you loving the life you're curating? And not that any one of us are perfectly happy, but like, do you generally like your life? And are you feeling grateful? And maybe getting out your gratitude journal, going for a walk or a run every day, listening to positive things, but putting yourself in a space where you're energetically tuning into that. Again, when someone is on purpose and they're living in a higher vibration, you are more magnetic for sure, right? It's just the laws of physics. It's like attracts like, and you're magnetic. Like when you're magnetic, you pull things that are within that space. So that's a thought with that. But yeah, good stuff we're talking about here today.
So, so good. We had another question from Facebook Live. Let's see. Somebody was saying that they have Janice. She says, I have a leader in a small town and she's getting down and discouraged because she has no real human contact and used to do local vendor events, but with the pandemic, everything's canceled. She's struggling with how to meet people. Church isn't open yet in her town. She wants to plug in, but not much local networking groups either. So what ideas do we have to offer Janice?
Yeah, I totally get it. And I was just having this conversation yesterday. So I understand it and so forth. And part of it is like right now, again, there's a lot in the world we can't control. And we have learned that lesson this year, haven't we? Like control is such an illusion anyway. It's really been, our sense of control has really been messed with this year. And there's a whole lot that you're like, wait, what? What's happening? But so have empathy for her. I definitely would say do kind, you know, again, kind things for yourself and your self-care. You really prioritize that. But then to, again, do the best that you can do where, again, you might not be able to, there's not large events where you're vendoring. I know here in Salt Lake, we're still having a farmer's market. Again, it's changed some and there's some of the social distancing a part of it. And it's used to take up the whole park and now it's half the park. So it's shifted this year, but it's still happening. So maybe there are farmers markets, even in your small town or something of that nature. There might be places in your grocery store where you post a flyer and just saying, hey, want to boost your immunity with natural solutions? You know, take a card or call me or go to this website. that connects back to you, and ways that you can then, you know, it might be a lot more one-on-one right now. And maybe in, you know, at least in my world, there are a lot of people that are loving meeting up at least one-on-one or very small groups or things like that, where you, again, honoring what you feel comfortable with. But the reality is more and more people, I think, are realizing the gift of with some time with this virus is, yes, even though cases are up, the reality is in most places, you know, where the death rate is not climbing and it's actually lessening as the virus is spreading. And we're seeing a high 90% recovery rate. I know a couple friends that have had it and have it right now. And it's for most humans, this is a regular virus where they have mild symptoms, right? So more and more people, but again, I totally respect, I realize there are some people this has been a very significant thing for their family. So I honor that. And I think that we're seeing more and more with time, what we're handling, and more people are comfortable meeting up. Now, that's not a judgment if that's not you. It's just saying that a lot more, you know, one-on-one, or you can meet in a park with some space and like, hey, I'd love to connect with you, and, you know, making the invitation. But the gift of being online as well is that we have in this online world a lot of ways that you can connect, you know, whether it's LinkedIn groups or Facebook groups or social media, or meetup.com is a really great thing, even in small towns, because some of those things, again, can transfer to virtual. I realize it's a unique time and we've all felt that. And I, oh my gosh, that's, you know, it's like how having time with people, it really makes a difference. And, you know, based on where you're at and where you live and what's happening is to modify to that, but there's still that possibility of, you know, connecting with people one-on-one or again online, even if it's not the way it was for a while, it's something that there's some new change, you know, there's different ways we can adapt to that.
So good.
Yeah. I love Susan's comment too in the chat box. She says, from a girl in a small town, 6,000 people, she says, go back over your contacts. They're feeling disconnected too. Call and reach out, right? And share that, where you're having that ability is that people crave connection. But just like, even though I wish we were live or in person every week, I feel really connected to all of you in this community every Wednesday. And we're from around the world, you know, and it's like, man, it just brings me so much joy. My mastermind, I have a group of 10 women this summer. We're working together, and 9 are from the US. One is from Chile. Our girl Daniela is representing from Chile. And we met yesterday. We've been meeting the last several weeks, and we are meeting on Zoom because, again, most spread over the US and then her down in Chile. But the reality is, like, we're super connected. And so connection, I get like being in person, but connection is, there's times you can feel so connected to another human that's in a totally different part of the world. And then there's times you can have someone in your living room that you feel miles apart from. You know, connection has a lot more to do with how we're feeling and the connection with the person than it is about space. Although I honor too, yes, there's nothing, you know, of course, when you're in person with someone at a cafe or at a gathering, it's such a powerful difference. So.
Yeah. I, as you say that, Tiff, I think about how this new world has created just more opportunities to be creative with how we connect, you know, so Zoom has become the new place where we live most of the day, every day, right? And I also watch some of the text groups that you and Natalie are in, Tiff, and like that's become a more crucial part of Natalie's community, right? Like this sharing of like minds and like interests, and it's just, we don't have to play victim to whatever rules have been imposed on us, right? Like, who cares how many people can get together? Zoom has no limit. So let's connect however we can. And I love what Cindy posted in the comments. She's like, I came down from the mountains just for this Zoom today. I love you guys so much.
Aw, Cindy.
Yep, there you go. So we get to be the builders of the connection that we're seeking. And I love how, whose comment was it? Susan's comment. Like, the fact that you're feeling disconnected is a really big clue. Like, let that clue guide you back to other people who are feeling that same disconnection. Like, let your heart guide you, and you won't be guided amiss. So good.
So good. That's good. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment, or Andy, anything else on Facebook Live? We've had some great stuff in the chat box today and the sharing. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Facebook's just saying lots of thank yous and lots of love.
Yeah.
Just restating a lot of the same. I feel like we're having a Southern meal here.
Yes, we are.
Is this hand-shucked corn?
Yes. My friend Romeo, some of you know my friend Romeo, Romeo Marquez Jr. He lives out of Northern Cal, and we've done different events and gatherings together. And sometimes he's like, he's like, that is so good. He's like, yes. You know, it's like, it's so fun. I just love his freaking energy. He's one of my dearest brothers. And yeah, this is a riot. And he's like, girl, that is good. You know? So yeah, soul food.
It is. So good. In response to, I think it was Janice, right? Who asked that question originally.
Yeah.
We do have somebody here on Zoom who's saying, hey, please connect with me. Because I'd happy to be a connection. So her name is Marie Nagel Constancio. So there you go. You've already started attracting others who want to connect with you. So love the way we can create community in so many ways.
All right, should we wrap up, my friend?
Yeah, you got any final thoughts for us?
I have a lot of thoughts, but let me just zero in on one or two, right? Yeah, I think it's simple, actually, and it goes to what we were talking about for Catherine, is I just invite each of you to prioritize your joy. Like, I know that might sound so interesting, but to prioritize joy is to choose that. Sometimes, you know, we wait for joy to come to us, and I invite us to choose to come to the joy, that we choose that. You know, someone I deeply respect talks about joy is not found in our circumstances, but more so a state of mind. And so maybe choose that today and have more joy and to find the positive, to accentuate the good, to be about the light. It doesn't mean we avoid or pretend that there aren't other heavier big things happening. I just know that how we help eliminate the dark is we turn the light on brighter. Does that make sense? Like, if you want more light in the room, you turn the light on brighter, or you light more candles. You do those types of things, is to prioritize that in your life, is you deserve to feel good and to claim that and to own that. And then just choose into like the simple things, from whether it's, you know, chocolate covered raspberries from Costco, not to like plant that in your subconscious, but they're amazing, you know, to some treats, to like a walk, to some time in the garden, to getting on a trail, to reading something or watching a movie that makes you laugh, is just choosing into that. I think we don't realize just how potent joy is. It's one of the most magnetic energies. And what you're after for your life and goals is like, oh, how do I become more magnetic? Well, let's choose the things that help us create that outcome. I love to say habits equal results, right? And we think about, here's the outcome I want. What are the attitudes, habits, behaviors, or actions I need to have that outcome? And so you're thinking about that. Investing in your joy is an investment in everyone else, because your mood matters. We all know how a mood can shift for positive or negative a space. So it's choosing into that, I think, is I'm going to invite you. What's one thing? And if you want to pop that in the chat box or the Zoom, I'd love to hear it. What's one thing you're going to do for yourself and your own joy sometime between, you know, today and the next couple of days? I want you to own it like an assignment, and I want to see it. So start popping those things. And it can, again, be short and sweet. What's one thing you're going to do for yourself in the next day or two that will accentuate your joy, right?
So on Facebook Live, we've got some people saying that they went to their Costco and their Costco doesn't carry those frozen raspberries. So
I'm so sorry to hear that. You're going to have to get an ice cream maker from Walmart. from the kids section and maybe make your own ice cream instead. I mean, there are ways. I know that is disheartening, or maybe because I've talked about it on this call so much, we're selling them out. This is not a sponsored plug, by the way. I don't get a kickback on those chocolate raspberries. Same, play the piano. Andrea saying playing with markers and stickers, right? She says, I weeded a portion of my backyard, says Susan. Being in her backyard feels amazing. Shelly's going to meditate 20 minutes a day, twice a day, morning and night. Awesome, babe. Finding a new walking place, going for a walk along the beach, and we'll go more often during the week. Stay inside less and get more fresh air. Amen to that. Tell my wife she's amazing. Her smile fills my bucket. Dustin, way to just bring it home today.
I think Dustin celebrated 23 years too, so we need to give a little shout out to Dustin and Holly.
I love that. Camping, I love it. It's what Cindy's up to. Yes, getting right back out there in God's country. But just be intentional about it. Again, it can be small, simple things to bigger things. Is I just invite you to see that there is great power in that. It makes you, how it influences you. So, Andy, what's one thing you're going to do for your joy? And then we can wrap for the day, unless there's anything else you want to share.
I am going to Red Butte Gardens today.
Like a little field trip?
Yeah, you should come join us.
Oh, joy. Yes. When are you headed up there?
I need to check the schedule, but I think it's like right now.
Okay.
So, gonna get out in God's country. I love it.
Good stuff. All right, our friends, we sure love you. We cheer for you. We believe in you. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your week. Be intentional about the things that you're creating. And we'll see you guys here next Wednesday.
See you next week.